Blog Talk Radio.
This is a dangerous group. Groups that we're.
Ladies and gentlemen!
What's this nonsense?
All of this!
I'm young. I'm handsome. I'm fast. I'm pretty. And can't possibly be beat.
Good evening, listeners. It is Tuesday, and we all know what Tuesday means. It's Baby Mama Talk with Nikki Outlaw and co-host Lady Q and KD on Lawless Radio. We welcome you to another wonderful Tuesday evening, and we thank you for supporting us and listening to us. Introducing to you my co-host, Lady Q. Welcome the guest tonight.
Welcome, listeners. Thank you for tuning in.
And KD, all the way from Maryland.
Hey, good night, everybody. What's up?
And Lady Q, I'm going to turn it over to you. She's going to bring you our topic for the evening.
Tonight, we're just going to talk about some hot topics, first off, that are in the news. This is breaking news. This wasn't something that I had planned on talking about, but I just wanted to say that I hope everybody's okay. I heard that 50 Cent and a couple of other people were involved in a car accident. Apparently, he's been released. He just hurt his neck and back, reportedly, but he's been released. First had it on his Facebook page. Some people were concerned that he was in the car as well, but he's okay. Everybody's okay. So I just wanted to put that out there in case anybody hadn't heard.
Oh, my God, I did not. I did not. I went straight from work and home and back to this. I had not heard that. And you said First is doing well?
Yes, everybody's doing well. Just a minor car accident. First was not in the car. I guess some people had thought that he was, but he wasn't in the car. It was 50 and someone else. I can't remember the name of the other gentleman. But they both just sustained some minor injuries, and they both have since been released.
And where were they, Lady Q?
This was in Brooklyn, and this was this morning.
Wow. Okay, well, our hearts and prayers definitely go out to them. I'm glad they are safe and doing well, but for anybody who's ever been in an accident, the pain physically sometimes doesn't come until later. Even though the, you know, X-rays and everything says they're okay, but sometimes, you know, the stuff doesn't really show up until later. So we hope and pray that everything is a-okay even after they're home resting. Wow. Okay. Thank you. Definitely.
Well, tonight's topic is just going to be about TV. KD brought up the idea of talking about reality shows, which I think is a great topic. I love reality TV, and from seeing KD's Facebook page, she does too. So that about that. I thought we'd start off by talking about The View. Did either one of you catch The View this morning?
I unfortunately am not able to watch reality TV shows or anything like that, but, you know, like you said, you and KD do, so I'm going to defer this and, you know, jump in with my opinions or anything that y'all come up with. So, Katie,
okay.
You touch on that.
Would you want to start off with Lady Q Love and Hip Hop?
Sure. That is one I don't watch. I've heard a lot about it, though, especially lately. People were a little bit upset, I think, about Love and Hip Hop Atlanta. Is that true?
Yes. It's Love and Hip Hop is crazy. It's all different types of relationship. One of the guys that's on the show, he's the producer. He used to produce for Mariah Carey. His name is Stevie J. He's in a relationship with a woman, which he also have a side piece, a jump off. And the main chick wrote up a contract so she could be his business partner, knowing that he's out there in the street. It's another young lady on there by the name of Kay Michelle. She used to date Memphis. He's married to Toya Wright, Lil Wayne's baby mother. She's claiming that he abused her and stole money from her. It's just a lot of drama on that show.
I'm going to interject for a second. Okay. You said that the title of this, I told y'all I am, don't get to watch the reality show. Okay, so you're going to educate me tonight. Love and Hip Hop is the name of the show.
Yes. There's a Love and Hip Hop New York, and there's a Love and Hip Hop ATL, and the Love and Hip Hop ATL is what's going on right now.
Okay, and what is the basis besides it being, you know, following people around and their craziness and their drama and their family and all that crap, but what is it, the fact that they love it, these people are, you know, in the music business and they're all, you know, they're R&B, hip-hop, is that what it's all about?
Yes, people are in the music business and they're dating women or married to women that's dealing with, you know, the price that comes with being with these people.
Okay, and the character or the real-life person that you're talking about, I don't know if you're talking about, like, okay, character, but the real-life person that you're talking about is, okay, did you just say that he has five women?
No, in a relation, I think it is five women on the show, and each woman have a story. And the main character, I say character because sometimes I wonder if this stuff is scripted or what. But his
right.
name,
people are saying,
exactly. His name is Stevie J. He used to date Eve back in the Rough Rider days. They was engaged and everything.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yes, they was engaged back in that time. And this person that he's with now, she's saying that they've been together over 15 years. And I'm trying to figure out how was he engaged to Eve and he knew her over 15 years and they've been together. It's just crazy, but he has a person that he's working with that's supposed to be an artist, and that's not his artist. That's his job off, basically, you know. And, yes, and it's just a lot of different stories. There's an artist on there named Scrappy. He's on there, and he's trying to work out his relationship, and his mom is on the show, and it's just a lot of different scenarios. It's just crazy.
Lady Q, do you watch this show, too?
I don't watch the show, actually. One of the, this year, I used to be really big into reality TV, which is why I like this topic. But this year I said, after watching Basketball Wives, that I was not going to watch any more of the drama-filled, women hating on other women type of reality shows. But, you know, I have been keeping up with the Facebook blogs, and apparently it's a little bit out of hand.
Right. Okay, then I'm gonna ask a question to both of you because y'all are avid. Well, I'm gonna say avid, but y'all watch y'all watch the shows. And actually, it's really Katie's question because, you know, when we were all, you know, going back and forth earlier today trying to figure out what topics we're gonna do tonight, it was a good question. Can you, either one of you, or any of our audience out there, if you're on our webpage right now and you're chatting away, please, you know, go ahead, give us your feedback. We wouldn't mind, you know, we'll bring it up on the air. And if any callers, you want to chime in with your opinion, please, anything we're talking about tonight. But ladies, as you're watching Love and Hip Hop, Basketball Wives, Survivors, I told y'all I'm going to have to pull out the dust because I don't watch them. What's that one that started in Atlanta with all those Housewives? Okay, Housewives, and any of those other ones. Oh, wait. The ones from New York, New Jersey, the Italians.
Real Housewives of New Jersey.
No. Those
Wild Wives.
See, y'all are coming up with stuff I don't even know. But the one that has that, the white Italians, you know what I'm talking about? The talk kind of.
Wild Wives?
It's Wild Wives.
No.
It's Wild Wives.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Anyway, all of those out of all of those, and you know, you got the MTV stuff, all that stuff, all of that. Do y'all, and you already hit it a little bit, Katie, do you feel that any of that is real? Oh, you know what? Another one we can throw in there. I love you, Tyra Banks. but American Samoa. I mean, that's in a way a reality TV show. I mean, all those little things. Or do you feel that any of that is really reality, or, as Katie already pointed out, scripted to some point?
I absolutely believe.
You could go ahead, Lady Kim.
I do believe that it is scripted to a point. There is a difference between the reality competition shows such as Survivor and America's Next Top Model and Big Brother, stuff like that, because it's a competition. So that's a little bit of a different type of reality show. But the ones that are supposedly just following these people in their everyday lives, I do believe that some of the scenarios are scripted. You know, these women go on trips together, and that's all planned out. You know, these are things that they're not really doing in their real lives. In real life, you don't go on a Tahiti trip with your mortal enemy. I mean, who does that?
Oh, no.
Nobody. So, you know, there is a point to where these are scripted. And, of course, there's some of it that is their real lives. These are real friends or real relationships and stuff like that. But, you know, you got a camera in your face. Of course, it's sort of a surreal reality, if that kind of makes any sense. It's just a reality that's blown up because, of course, people act different when there's cameras following you around in your face all day. You may, you know, be more cocky or talk less or just do a different thing, you know, or maybe you won't. I don't know. It just all kind of depends on which show it is. But, yeah, I definitely think there's some scripting going on for sure.
Right. Like, just like you said, America's Next Top Model and American Idol, those shows like those are scripted. But I think Basketball-wise and Love and Hip Hop and stuff like that, it's played out in real life. But I think sometimes people maybe show off for the camera or do a little bit too much just because they know the camera's there. You know what I mean? And I honestly think that it is real life when it comes to them fighting over these men and acting all crazy for no reason, you know. I just
Absolutely.
Think it is. Yes.
Yeah, right. And, I mean, I agree with both of you. I honestly think there's some, I mean, I don't, like I said, I'm not an avid thing, but I do have two women in my house who watches them, and I usually go in the other room or do something else. Or I'm, you know, doing the show, stuff like this, so I don't have to worry about it. But since you do, you both of you watch them, when you're watching it, what is driving you to watch these shows? What is making you turn on whatever time Love and Hip Hop comes on because you want to see whatever, whoever, and figure out, is she, you know, fussing or beefing with such and such? Is he going to pick, you know what I'm saying? I mean, what is it? I mean, we got enough. I mean, come on, let's all be real. We have enough drama in our own lives. We can, you know, we could put a camera ourselves in the living room, kitchen, bedroom, whatever, and then turn around and sell it. And we could be on TV because it's probably the same stuff. So what is making you tune out your life and your drama and everything to look at these perfectly, you know, strangers?
You just answered it. We don't. We want to worry about somebody else's drama. We want to.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's entertainment. We just want to worry about what they're doing. Don't nobody want to sit there and focus on our personal issues when there's entertainment on the TV.
Well, I know that, but I want, you know, you still got to ask the question. You know?
It kind of taps into everybody's nosiness. You know, people want to know what's going on, or especially you want to know how the other half lives. Most of these reality shows are featuring people that, you know, have these giant mansions and cars and money,
right.
And you know, they have this other lifestyle, and it's a way to peek into that life because you don't live that life, and so you get to be nosy and see, and it kind of sometimes makes you feel better because you're like, you know, look, they got all this money, but they still have drama. They're still regular people. They still fight with their friends. They still have children that end up in trouble or baby daddy drama or whatever have you. So it just taps into that natural nosiness. You want to be able to peek into the window of your neighbor and see what they're doing. Because for that little bit of time that you're doing that, you don't have to worry about your stuff.
Right. Katie, you trying to say something? Go ahead.
It's a lot of women that can relate to these women, these individual scenarios. It's a lot of women. It's a lot of women that's maybe going through what the young lady's going through with the side chick on the side, and she became pregnant, and, you know, stuff like that. It's a lot of women that's going through domestic violence.
Right, and the only difference is the fact that they have more money than we do. And, you know, like you've just said, Lady Q, you know, they're, you know, they just have the more money. They have the bigger houses. They have the bigger rides. But they still have the same debt. They still have the same baby mama drama, baby daddy drama. They still got the divorces. They got the marriages. They got the deaths. They got the children problems. So basically, even though you're leaving your drama at home to watch somebody else's drama on the TV, you're realizing that, oh, wow, I can relate to this person that I might have put up on a pedestal. I'm really thinking about the kids who are putting these people on a pedestal. Oh, I want to be like, you know, Puffy. I want to be like Naomi Campbell. I want to be like whoever it is. But then you can look at this reality TV show and go, wow, okay, they got money, and that may make me happy and make me get out of where I am right now. However, I'm still going to deal with the same issues, the same drama, the same thing, regardless. That's what y'all two ladies are saying, right?
Exactly, exactly. And it's positive on reality shows out there. There's a reality show, The Gospel Group, Mary Mary. They have their reality show is awesome. It's positive.
They do. They have a reality show. See, look, they attack.
Girl, you need to.
I'm sorry. I work during the day, got the main mama duty at night, you got the other stuff. I don't have time to be watching this stuff. I'm going to have to guess. I'm going to have to start DVRing something. I don't know. But, okay, I'm going to have to check that. I'm going to have to, you know what, I'm going to have to, what is it, YouTube it? I'm going to have to YouTube. I'm going to have to figure out. Okay, Mary Mary has a show. Mary, I'm writing this down, y'all. Mary Mary has a reality show. Check it out. Now, because those are my women. I love them. I love them. So, yeah, hey, I don't mind watching them. I'll watch them as long as they don't come up with some craziness, then we're good. I guess
no, their show is very positive, and it shows their side, their inside lives of them and their husbands and what they go through as sisters, and they battle. They go back and forth and battle and beef it up a little bit. It's a little spicy because you would think that just because they're gospel artists, it's going to be blah, but it's a little spiciness in that show.
Okay, you know what? You made a perfect good point. You know, because when you said gospel artists and they think they were, ladies and gentlemen, y'all know that us Christian people have probably more drama than quote unquote the people in the world.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we got stuff going on in the church, and we got all kind of, Lord, let the camera go up in the church.
Apparently, that's a reality show that I think was coming. I don't know if it started or not, because I said I was not going to watch that, but it was going to be called Preacher's Wives. Is that a reality show?
Okay. I did hear about that. What happened?
They probably realized that would be a bad thing because all these preachers and all their wives and all this other stuff would be going on. Do you know y'all know that a large portion of this entire world is in the church? Do you know how much stuff, hidden stuff? Okay, let's not even think about this. And I don't want to just put it on Catholics because we all know that there's something's going on when it comes to preachers and children. But, you know, more so it's out because of the, you know, being Catholic. But we know what's going on somewhere else in the other states. Do you know that's already an issue. Do you know how much other stuff would be out? Come on, women. Come on now. Mm-hmm. If they had put that on the air,
not on the air. I don't know because I don't particularly watch it, and I think the channel.
Well, we're gonna have to do some research, ladies and gentlemen, and we're gonna get back to y'all next week on this particular thing called Preacher's Wives, and we're gonna see if that's on the air, because if that is, Lord, help us all.
Mm-hmm. Help us all. Help us all.
Because I'm just saying. I mean, if somebody's watching that, whether it's a preacher wife, a deacon, whoever, and they see that, you know it's going to put stuff in their head, and they're going to turn around and go, is my preacher doing that? Is the wife doing that? Is my deacon? Is my, you know, sister? Oh, Lord, help us.
But see, the good thing about that is it, because it's a reality show, it's another thing of what you were saying about putting people on a pedestal. And a lot of times we put our pastors, our preachers, our spiritual leaders on a pedestal, and we have to remember to stay grounded as people of God, and remember that these are human beings. And while they may be touched by the word of God and be able to bring forth that word, they're still human beings, and they have drama, they have things going on in their lives that is just like everybody else. And at the same time, you know, the lesson that will come out of it is, you know, you have to make sure you seek God for yourself and make sure you keep that in mind and remember that it's not the person that's up there every Sunday that you need to be praising and putting on a pedestal. It's God.
Right.
Don't ever forget that. And I think that would be the positive thing that came out of it if it's a show.
Right. And you're right. Now, hopefully that's exactly where they're taking it, you know, so... But I was just thinking, wow. But I hope it is. If it's out there, you know, much kudos to it, and hopefully it's being successful, and hopefully it is being positive and bringing maybe something that somebody's not getting somewhere, and it's on the TV, and that's their only way they can get it. You know, like I love the shows that are on the television. I think it's like, what, every year they try to get, you know, the religious-based shows off the air. And I'm going, no, some of us, you know, need that because we may not, you know, can get to a live church because you're sick in bed in the hospital or you're sick in bed at home or, you know, you're an invalid, whatever the case may be. So yeah, I hope it may be, if it is on the air, hopefully it's a positive spin and it's given positive messages as well as just showing the fact that you're right, like Lady Q said, they're human.
Mm-hmm.
They're human and make mistakes as well. Wow, Katie, this is an interesting topic. I had no idea.
There's another reality show I personally like watching, and it's got a lot of controversy, but Teen Mom and the 16 and Pregnant. And it's because I have two daughters and because I was a young, dumb girl at one point as well. And these are watching these girls go through pregnancy and having to tell their families and the drama that comes with all that, because of course they're still children themselves, and all of that kind of helps me be prepared for the lessons and how you should talk to your children, and you know, when I'll be able to talk to them, obviously starting now and just having age appropriate conversations all the way through. And I get something out of that show because my husband asked me one day, he said, why do you watch this? And I said, well, because we have daughters and this is reality. They're one day going to be little young adults with hormones, and we would be naive to stick our head in the sand and pretend like they're not going to be interested in doing whatever it is that human beings do as part of growing up. So, you know, it kind of gives you a little insight on what not to do, what the conversations not to have. A lot of these girls have never even had the conversation with their mothers until they're coming to their mother saying, you know, well, we're pregnant.
Right.
And the show is called Teen Mom.
Teen Mom. And 16 and Pregnant. 16 and Pregnant is like the first part of it. And then usually after they have the baby, that'll follow them through their pregnancy. And then right after they have the baby. And then Teen Mom will follow them, you know, from like a year on and kind of just their struggle and struggling to go to school, struggling to keep a job. Some of them get kicked out of their homes and have to, you know, find a place to stay and baby daddy drama, because of course when they're pregnant, everybody's in love and we're going to stay together forever and we're going to get married. And of course none of them turn out that way. A couple of them have gotten married, but I don't think any of them are still married, as a matter of fact. But
one of them married twice. This is her second marriage, and one of them has actually been sentenced to 5 years. So
was that your
mom? Yeah.
Oh, no, Amber. That was Amber.
Yes, Amber. Yes, Amber got sentenced to 5 years.
For what?
That
where do we start?
She had some serious anger issues. She used to beat on, you know, her baby daddy in front of the kid. She did that on camera several times.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she just
goodness.
Had serious anger issues. She grew up in a household seeing that type of stuff and basically repeated the cycle and couldn't get a handle on it. Went in, and I think she was in rehab recently, wasn't she?
Uh-huh, because she was hooked on some type of drug, some type of pill.
Painkillers, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to ask a question to KD, because, Lady Q, you know, you explain how, you know, with the Teen Mom, the 16 and Pregnant relates and why you watch it. Mm-hmm. KD, you have no children. You are not, you have a fiance. All right. Why are you watching Teen Mom and 16 and Pregnant?
The reason why I watch Teen Mom, because it's a reality show. And number two is just, I didn't have to go through that situation. So it's just to take a look to say, wow, I made a good decision. You know what I mean? Or just to look at it because I have a younger sister and younger cousins, and it's just good. And I used to substitute over 4 or 5 years at elementary school and high school, so it's just good to watch it, just to see what these teenagers go through, the wrong decisions they made, and even the ones that do go on and have the kids. Even after having the kids, I like to see the ones that succeed and go on and go to college and move out on their own. So it's just an all-around show. It's just good to watch. And then it's a lot of them that just don't make it and, you know, leave their child with their mother. Just one particular young lady, she left her child with her mom, and now she's pregnant again. You know, just certain, just a lot of scenarios.
Oh, no, who's pregnant again? Janelle?
Yes, Janelle is pregnant again.
Oh,
you
no.
Two are,
oh,
you two are,
no.
You two are killing, you're killing me. I'm going to interject really quick. If you are just tuning in to our show, this, of course, is Baby Mama Talk with Nikki Outlaw, my co-host KD, and Lady Q. Our topic so far tonight is reality shows. And are we really relating to them? Do we feel that they're scripted or not scripted? And why are people drawn? And that's what we're talking about. And we've come up with various, you know, our opinions, as we keep saying, is that, you know, mainly the main reason that most people gear themselves to reality shows is the fact to get away from our own life, our own drama, as well as to see, for example, we were talking about Love and Hip Hop earlier, how the other half lives, so to speak, who have money, and realize that they are not that different from us. They just have more money and, you know, up there, but they still have, you know, issues with their kids, issues with their husbands and wives, issues with their significant others, issues with, you know, all kinds of drama, everything. So they, you know, that's how we're relating to them. We're just now, if you're just tuning in, you heard us talk about Teen Mom and 16 and Pregnant. You know, we're talking about, you know, my co-host Lady Q, she watches it because she has two little girls, and she's trying to, basically, both of my co-hosts, Lady Q and Katie, they're looking at it as education, showing them how to talk to, you know, if for Lady Q, her daughters at an early age versus waiting, you know, until, oh, they knock on the door and go, Mom, crying, I'm pregnant. And Katie, she has a sister, cousins. She's dealt with the school system. Also, you know, they knock on her door, going, Miss Katie, you know, I need to talk to you. Can you help me talk to my parents? And, you know, they have definitely educated me, ladies and gentlemen, because I am not a reality show person, but I have written down some shows that I might have to check into because I do have a little girl. I do have some nieces and cousins. So these Teen Moms, 16 and Pregnant, you know, I wish I had known about this. Might have helped me and my mom with my two sisters who both were teenagers. One is still a teenager and who's both had children. And Mary, just because, you know, I love them and I could use some inspiration. So just to give you all a recap of what was going on, if you just tuned in, that's what we're talking about, reality shows and how, you know, how can we relate and, you know, and if it's, you know, real and or scripted. And we all know that some of it is and some of it isn't, as we were saying. Okay, let's get back to the conversation. Ladies, okay, we've talked about the reality shows that we feel are a little scripted. We've got Teen Mom, Love and Hip Hop, Basketball Wives. Okay, help me out. Housewives.
Housewives of ATL.
See, I told y'all. Help me out. Okay, let's move it over to the ones who are scripted. You know, Brothers, House, what's that one, y'all? That
Big Brother.
Big Brother. Okay, that, Survivors, America's Next Top Model, all of those, and any others that y'all can think of, my reality show queens, y'all can think of. Okay, yes, they're contests. Yes, they're scripted. But still, how Do you relate? Why are you tuning in? It's not a basketball game. It's not a football game. We don't got no, you know, we don't have the same rival when you're watching the Redskins and Cowboy thing going on or, you know, New York. Okay, see, because I know y'all. Okay, so that's why I said that, because I mean, keep going on. But it's not a, you know, actual physical game where you got the whole entire world, you know, cheering and stuff. These are, you know, orchestrated, planned stuff, and you're still tuning in to watch this. Why?
Well, I watch these scripted reality shows because a lot of these people are going for their dreams. They're going to get something, even if you're just going on there just to win some money to pay your bills. You're trying. You're going out there to get it. That's the reason why I watch a lot of these scripted shows.
Absolutely. I completely agree with that sentiment. I was going to say the exact same thing. It's like you're seeing somebody who is just a regular person who, you know, the X Factor this last year, they had a young guy on there that had just gotten out of rehab. I think he was maybe 2 weeks or so out of rehab, and he wanted to start over his life, and he was, I think, a sanitation worker, I believe, and he followed his dreams and went on the show, and now his song is on the radio. I can't think of the name of the show.
Wow.
Young Homie, the name of the song. But anyway, he signed with L.A. Reid, and, you know, he's now clean and sober and able to take care of his son, which is the main reason he came on the show, and he's doing really, really well. And it's just being able to – and another guy was on there. He's 60 years old, 60, and still going for his dreams. And
wow.
To see him on that stage and to be able to – blow everybody away, somebody who never gave up, a 60-year-old man who never gave up and got on that stage and inspired us all, because we're looking at it like, well, wow, I'm 30, or wow, I'm, you know, whatever age you are, and that means I can still go for my dreams, because you just never know. And it's
well,
interesting,
I know what I am.
You know, see people put themselves out there like that. Even stuff like Survivor and Big Brother, you're testing your limits. Big Brother, you're stuck in a house and there's no communication, no TV, no phone, no computer, no nothing. You're cut off from the outside world for 2 months, or 3 months, actually, I think it is.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's testing your limits. Survivor, you're out on some island with literally nothing and you stink and you can't brush your teeth. you're testing your limits, and it's just, it's kind of inspiring and awe-inspiring and interesting to watch these people, regular people, put themselves through these types of things for whatever the motivation, whether it be to follow your dreams and get a record contract or, you know, dance for whoever, or even just to win $1 million. It's just really, really interesting to see everyday people doing things like that.
I have a question to my reality show queens here and co-hosts, Katie and Lady Q. All right, let's put yourselves in either category, whether it's scripted or non-scripted reality show. If you were given the opportunity to be on one, would you? And which one?
Oh, gosh.
Hey, y'all are the avid reality TV show watchers. I am not, so I want to know. I want to know why you would pick that particular one and why you would go on it.
I would tell you which ones I would be on and who I would be. I will be on Housewives of Atlanta, but I will be Candy. I like the way she play her part, she play her role, and she do her best to stay out of drama. I will be on basketball-wise, but I will be Shawnee. I like to be the leader. I don't want to be the one in the mix and in the drama.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't do American Idol because I don't sing.
You could dance.
Oh, that's Dancing with the Stars.
Okay.
Or So You Think You Can Dance, another one of my favorites.
Oh,
right,
y'all.
No.
I just okay, Lady Q and yourself. What about you, hon?
Oh, absolutely not. Absolutely not. I think.
Why?
For one, I'm more of a voyeur than anything. I just like to watch. I don't need to be on reality. I don't need to have a camera following me. I don't need everybody in the whole wide world thinking they can judge me and this and that. I don't need that validation. I don't even need the drama, because sometimes I feel like it's amped up drama. Like it wouldn't be as drama-filled if there weren't cameras in your face. And then you get to go home and go on your Twitter blog and see how everybody's got an opinion about how wrong you are, and then you're even more mad. But, you know, and just it's I don't need that, and so no. Even the ones where, you know, the scripted ones where you could win $1 million. I'm not about to be stuck on an island where I can't brush my teeth or wash my tail for nobody. $1 million is not worth it, because it's only a possibility of $1 million. There's 13 other people playing, so.
I was going to. I'm with you there, Lady Q. When it comes to the scripted stuff, I'm sorry. All that money, and then I could still have the chance to get booted. No, that's okay. Yeah. And as far as all that other stuff, yeah, I don't know. As y'all have been talking, I was going, wow, we could do maybe down the road a baby mama reality show. But then I went, no. I got enough going on. Don't need no camera following me. So, you know, we'll nix that, you know, for any future baby mama, reality TV show. We're going to have to make sure that that is not on, you know, our manager's mind.
Oh, well, but what about if First came to us and said that somebody wanted to syndicate us and put us in an actual studio, and that, which, you know, this is far-fetched. We all live far apart, for the listeners who don't know. We all don't live in the same state. But if they were, you know, willing to pay us a very good amount of money to actually have a studio and a radio show, and we would still be on the radio, but then they wanted to have the cameras in the studio for that hour, 2 hours, whatever amount of time that we were there, would you do then?
Ooh. Okay, I want the syndication. As long as the people, we're going to have the people laughing. I mean, we laugh while we're on the phone and we're live together. So, you know, we could be like the Steve Harvey 2, because
yeah,
they'd be cutting up. So, yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if that's the case, you know, that's an hour, 2 hour, four-hour block, us, you know, talking. I don't mind that. But following me from the time I get up to the time I go to sleep, heck to the no. No. I kept it clean, ladies. I kept it clean. But no. No. I'm sorry. Sorry, listeners, as much, you know, some of my fans who love me and would love to see what I do all day. No, that's not happening. I love you. But no. You won't be catching the Nikki Outlaw, you know, and Lady Q and the KD following us all around all day, all night. Not happening. But yes, if we ever get syndicated, which we are all three praying and hoping, and you know, whoever out there wants to syndicate us and then put us, you know, live on the air radio and wants a camera in the studio, be by all means, bring it. We will gladly do it. But okay, that's awesome. I just had y'all were, you know, my avid reality shows. I was, you know, just wanted to know your opinions. And actually, I flipped over to Facebook really quick, and one of my really good friends I've known for like 20 some years said that I'm behind in the times. Love you too, hun. You know how y'all know how busy. I'm just busy, you know. I have my certain shows. I will say that I have certain shows that I watch Monday through Friday. And I think maybe one on Saturday, I'm not really sure. But anyway, I DVR them, because during the week, I don't have time to watch them. I have, you know, the day job, you got the mommy job, got the mommy sports job, making sure all the kids get to their sports, got the mommy dance, you know, that I, you know, dance moms, you know, that's, you know, I, you know, I'm with them,
that's
with my daughter.
Too, dance moms.
That's a show right on Lifetime.
Well, I could be on that.
Oh, no, you wouldn't like that show. There's a really, really mean lady on there. You would not like that show. Don't
be on there acting up, no.
Okay.
No.
I would have to show myself. Would I show myself?
Yes, you would. Oh, yes.
Okay, well, then no, because I don't have to show myself at my daughter's dance studio. I mean, she's getting ready to go into her fourth thing. I just paid the early registration fee last week, and now we're getting ready to go into fourth year. They don't need to be at me acting stupid. That's not good. But, you know, I do. I have all this other stuff. I mean, just this, I've had a nice week break because of the summer, and it's been so nice. We haven't gone anywhere, and the only thing we're doing right now is he's doing golf every Sunday, so Sunday afternoons, we're at the, yeah, oh my God, he's a sports fanatic. He picks up a ball, a club, whatever, and he's just throwing it. But my nephew, he's just awesome, and, you know, he's doing golf right now. And so every Sunday afternoon, we go to the country club and, you know, and I don't know, you know, we don't know who our listeners are. We don't know if they're black, white, whatever, but it's really interesting to see, you know, this, you know, one black child with all these people. And it's, I mean, and he's like good. He is so good. I mean, just the other, yes, wait, what is it? Tuesday, Sunday, he hit the ball and whew, we were all like, wow. I mean, and it's not all about hitting the ball. I'm learning golf. I am learning golf. It's about your stance and the way you hold the club. It is a hard sport. It is not as easy as it looks because you have so much stuff to remember. But anyway, I have all this other stuff going on that I'm sorry, y'all. I'm good if I can finish a book. As much as my book collection is crazy. By the way, I want to give a shout out to one of our guests who came a couple of weeks ago, Natalie Weber. I am done with Bi Curious Volume 1.
That's
ladies, if y'all haven't got that book yet, y'all need to go get that book. I told y'all.
I have it on my Kindle. I just have not gotten a chance to get it. I have so many books that I'm trying to catch up with. I have it on my Kindle.
Well, I had to push. Because she was, you know, she was our guest, I pushed it up, you know,
mm-hmm.
So I started reading, it's a page turner. It's a page turner. And I actually was telling a friend of mine the other day, I was reading the book and I had Facebook on and it was late. You know, with the kids out of school, I can actually stay up a little later because I don't have to get up so early in the morning. And I was reading and they were like, what are you doing? I was like, oh, I'm reading Bi Curious. And they were like, and they asked me a question, they were, you know, what is that? And I told them and they were like, interesting. And then we started having a conversation about the book. So I think they're going to go out and get the book.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, so it's a real page turner, and it definitely gets, you know, put your mind in the perspective of being a young female, or, and you know, and it made me even think of it even an older female, but, you know, whatever your the case may be. So it's a good, but I just wanted to shout her out, you know, yay to our last guest, Natalie. She's the book is good. Game Ready to Start on Volume 2. So back to our topic. Anything else, ladies, I want to mention regarding the reality shows? And, hey, Lady Q, do we got anybody in the chat room saying anything tonight? Are they quiet like the people on our callers? We got some callers, but they are really quiet. They don't want to ask any questions tonight.
Rooms, there usually are. I usually only have one person. I got two today, but they're quiet.
They're quiet. Okay. Well, we love you, and we appreciate you tuning in, and we do hope that you tune in each and every Tuesday night. And please tell your friends, please, 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 because like we said, you know, this Baby Mama Talk, if you're returning or if you're new, is not about baby mama drama or baby daddy drama. It's about real issues, real topics, laid-back conversations, our opinions. We do have guests. Sometimes it's just us talking about a topic, like tonight. So we do appreciate your support and your encouragement for those of you who have emailed, inboxed, or hit us up on Facebook, Twitter, or anything like that. We do love you and we thank you, and please continue to support us. But yeah, back to our topic, reality TV shows. So y'all need to continue to school me. What else can you tell me about them? Or do we want to jump to another topic the last 10 minutes of our evening?
Another topic.
Okay. That's on you, lady.
What did Katie say?
Yes, one topic I wanted to talk about was the basalt. The zombie effect, everyone that's using this bath salt and going around eating people's faces and barking like animals and eating brains.
I heard a snippet of that, and I was like, okay, I was thinking that was just like a joke. Are you telling me this is like real?
This is real. Very real. Mm-hmm. These people are taking some sort of psychotropic drug that is making them lose their mind. And this one man in particular he literally was eating the face of this other man who I think they said that they had both taken the drug, and the police couldn't even stop him. He was just like, they called
Ew.
It the zombie effect, and he was just like a zombie, and they ended up having to, you know, shoot him and they killed him. because he was just completely out of it. And this, and you know, this happened in several different places where these people are taking this drug and completely losing their minds.
It's
crazy.
Morgan State student, he ate another student's brain. It's just,
you are making me cringe here, y'all, because, I mean, I have not had dinner yet. Oh.
And then it's crazy because they're calling this the new crack. And it's something that people are actually going in stores and buying. And it's crazy. It's a teaching.
It's in our stores. Did you just say it's in our stores?
Yes, it's in our stores.
Oh, my God. Okay, hold that thought. One of our callers wants to chime in, and let's see if they want to talk about the reality TV shows or zombie effect. All right, caller from 404, you are on the air. Say your first name, please.
What's the business? It's the chairman. What's happening, ladies?
Oh, my God, ladies and our listeners, this is our, you know, I guess you could say our producer from Lawless Radio. Hi, T.O.
What's going on, ladies? How y'all feeling tonight?
We're good.
All right. This is like taking out the show, but I couldn't help with the bath soap. Reality shows, man, I don't watch them, man. There's enough drama going on around the world.
Thank you, another person like me.
I sit on the porch and I see all kind of drama. You got the Return of Living Dead, crackheads walking around looking like they dead. You got Love and Basketball, Love and Hip Hop, whatever. Somebody fighting with their baby mama, girlfriend, and all of that stuff there. So I get to watch all that. I ain't got to. My man that got caught up, so you got the beat down, drama. I ain't got to check out reality show. But the basketball thing, they are on case number 4. They have now had the 4th case. Guy tried to get his friend's heart out. He was ripping through his friend's chest with his bare hand. Mm. And it was another effect of bath salt. They smoking bath salt. Is that wild?
Wow. This is crazy.
What
and okay.
Somebody decided it was good enough to take a bath and now they want to smoke it.
It's crazy. It's completely craziness. And Tio, right before you got on, Katie, you were saying that they can buy this in the store. You're talking about like Walmart, the grocery. Bath Body and Beyond.
Well, it's actually bath salts is actually just what the term of it is, like the street term of it. It's not actually bath salt. It's some sort of thing that they've concocted and they put it in this little package because it's been all over the news in where I live in Charlotte. And it's like the convenience stores have it, and it says on it, not for human consumption. So why people are taking it, I don't know. But it's something that they're putting together, and people are smoking it and losing their minds.
It's just like meth. It's just like meth.
It's crazy.
Household chemicals.
Yes. From what y'all were saying, you said there was a student. Did y'all say it was somebody at a college or something?
Yeah, he was trying to get it.
Wow. TL, you said the 4th case. Where was, do you know where that was?
No, I do not. I was listening to, what's the cat name, Tommy. I was listening to Tommy crack jokes about it on the radio yesterday. You know, he was talking about it. My man was ripping through the cat's chest. They hit him, lost consciousness. They couldn't stop him. They was tasing him. And they hit him upside the head. He lost consciousness and never regained it. But he was ripping through the man's chest with his bare hand. No razor, no knife, no nothing. He wanted his heart.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, that's all I can say right now, y'all, is because, you know, I mean, like I said, I had heard about it, but you know how much stuff we – you know, you hear on Facebook or Twitter, and I'm like, okay, until you actually start doing your own research, and I hadn't done that yet, I'm thinking, okay, this is just another one of those, you know, flukes that's going around, and it's not. Okay, so now I got to do one more research to make sure that my kids don't get near it. It's like every time you turn around, there is something else you're protecting. What happened to our generation, y'all? I mean... I mean,
our generation wasn't much into chemistry. Now we went to chemistry just to hurry up and pass it. Everybody I know that passed chemistry passed with a C. Okay, they passed with high A's and B's. These kids are excelling at chemistry. They break this stuff down. Then you can go on Google and type in stuff. What happens if I mix this and mix this? What happens if I mix this and mix this? And we got the side effect right now.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. They're yeah, we won't like that. We, you know, you went in, you tried to figure out H2O meant water, and you, I said, look, I don't even remember chemistry. all I know is H2O. All I can remember is H2O. But, I mean, it's just, give me another subject. I got y'all. I got you. But chemistry, that's just not my, that wasn't my thing. I passed it more with the B than I did a C, but it wasn't enough for me to retain since I knew I won't go and do anything with it.
Right, exactly. That's how it was for me. I never planned to do anything with none of the nothing. It was just fascinating to learn the little stuff you can mix together and it'll blow up, you know. So, hey, we got this at home. Let's go in the backyard. Watch this. I can make it blow up. That's it.
Right.
It never went no farther. It was exciting for probably about a weekend or two. That,
exactly. It was over. Now you got young kids, making this zombie effect bath salt stuff. Then you have them using their household, like you said, household products, you know, sniffing glue and Clorox and everything else. Then you got them going to Google and everything, making, you know, bombs. And then they turn around, you know, we're almost hit, you know, a little bit harder here. They're going to turn around and they grow up because our kids do grow up. And then they turn around and they sell what they just made when they were 15, and now somebody else is now there. Another child is sniffing, snorting, whatever. Okay, now they've made an even more potent drink. So now that another child that's 15 is now, you know, doing it. And then you made that household bomb that blew up the neighbor's mailbox. Okay, now you're a terrorist.
Yep.
I'm just saying, you know, we need to pay attention a little bit more to what our children are intaking on the internet, on the computers, on their phones, on every single thing. I mean, I have got kids. I got kids. Go ahead.
I was saying who their friends are, what's going on at their friends' houses, all of that.
Right. Yeah. We need to monitor it. We need to go back, and KD, Lady Q, you know we said I think it was like our second show about the community kids. We need to get back to being a community family. Mm-hmm. You know, we need to know that, okay, Bobby down the street is exactly where Bobby said he's going to be, and when Bobby leaves that house, okay, it takes him how long to get from there to here, to get home? We need to get back to really educating and really, you know, taking care of each other's kids, because we're not. I have these kids in my neighborhood. There's this little girl, she's no more than maybe 4 years old, and her brother's maybe two. And I can kid you not, the parents don't care. That child, those children will be wandering up and down the street. There's times when that little boy has only nothing but a pamper on, and he's out at 8 o'clock at night. And they leave this little 4 or 5 year old little girl to be responsible for him. There are plenty of times they come down to my house or the neighbor's house because our kids are playing outside. Of course, it's hot. They're out of school, so they've been doing slip and slides, you know, riding their bikes. And they'll come down. I kid you not how many times I have to send these children home.
Mm.
Home. Because there's nobody monitoring. The house is like 3-4 houses down. You can't see what your little child is doing. And the cars are just whipping, and they don't. Okay, I need to stop because y'all know me. When I get, you know, on a topic that really heats me up, you know, y'all noticed, okay, reality TV shows, I was clueless, I let y'all talk. But when I get on a subject that really touches home, as in children, my heart and my passion starts boiling. And I can't do anything. I mean, you know, besides send the children home. I mean, well, I take that back. You know what I could do? I could call social services. You know, but then, you know, you get into a whole other element. dealing with them.
Yeah.
I've been down that road before where my mom and I had to call across the street, like about 5 years ago, we had to call because we suspected that one of the little girls, there was four kids, and one of the little girls came over to the house and they were playing with my nephew and was talking about how she was hurting down there. I'm sorry, hold the presses. Stop. I called, my mom and I called. Those kids were taken out within a couple of days. And, yeah, I don't know what the outcome was, but those four children were taken away because, I'm sorry, when a little child, whether it's female or male, starts talking about you hurting down there or back there, you got to take that kind of comment seriously because I'd rather for it to have been taken seriously and then false later on than for me to keep my mouth shut and then, you know, 15 years later, she's on TV talking about how, you know, daddy raped her when she was 5 and 6, and I'm sitting there, and I go, oh, my God, that's the girl that lived. I don't want that on my conscience. So, you know, there are, you know, times to step in anyway. Sorry, we changed the subject, didn't we? Y'all know I can do that. T.L., the chairman, for those of you who don't know, he is the owner of Lawless Radio, Lawless Entertainment. He also has his show on Wednesdays. So please also check out my counterparts on Wednesdays with the chairman, The Grind, and then my other counterpart, Catrice The Raw, with Catrice on Thursday nights. They are both really, really good shows. We appreciate your support. The chairman, do you want to say anything else?
No, you know me. I'm a man of very few words.
Oh, yeah, right, whatever.
Hey, just thank y'all for doing y'all thing, man. Y'all doing good, man.
Thank you.
All right. Y'all have fun. I'm going to go ahead and fall back into my lazy mode now. First day, I don't have anything to do for about 6-7 months. So I'm going to sit back now and watch this Ghost Rider.
The new one? The new one?
Yeah. New one.
I've heard it's good. I haven't seen it yet. I've heard it's good.
I'll be able to tell you in an hour and a half, 40 minutes, whatever.
Well, you better send me a message on my Facebook. You better hit me up.
Hey, you got it. Hey, all right. Y'all take it easy, all right?
All right.
It's Lawless.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, that was our producer and the owner of Lawless Entertainment, Lawless, bringing you Lawless Radio. We love him. And thank you for giving us this opportunity to bring you Baby Mama Talk every Tuesday from 8 to 9 Eastern Standard Time, talking about real issues and real conversations, keeping it nice and easy, no drama about anything except for maybe the topics that keeps you all nice and heated. We have been talking about reality TV shows and how they relate to us and why we watch them. We've talked about Teen Mom, Love and Hip Hop, Housewives at Atlanta. Did I say it right, girls?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because y'all got to keep me up here because I'm trying. I wrote them down, so I'm trying to write them down correctly. 16 and Pregnant, Dance Moms, I just found out. Mary, we're going to research, like I told y'all earlier, we're going to research Preacher's Wife and see if that is really a TV show, a reality TV show. That would be quite interesting. We also then, you know, steered a little bit away from reality TV shows and talked about this new craze, the zombie effect, the bath salts, whatever you want to call it, it's still crazy. People taking stuff which clearly says do not consume, and you're taking it and eating people. What is this world coming to? I have no idea. I sometimes wish that we could take a little rewind, just a little bit, not completely all the way back, but just bring some things that we grew up and valued to now, because I don't know what's going on with the world and our kids and what they're learning from individuals. Really don't. But that's what we've been talking about tonight on Baby Mama Talk with Nikki Outlaw and co-host KD and Lady Q. And we love each and every Tuesday bringing you these topics, these heartfelt topics. We've brought you some many, many deep conversations. We wanted to bring it a little light this time, and we hope we did. I hope you enjoyed it. And even though you didn't speak for those of us, those who were on the phone, and those who are listening via the internet. We hope you have enjoyed tonight's conversation. I'm going to let my co-host say something really quick before we exit for the evening. KD.
I just want to thank you guys for tuning in, and I'll let you next week.
Lady Q.
Again, thank you all for listening. Hopefully you guys want to talk and chat. Don't forget, you can always come into the chat room and chat anonymously, ask questions anonymously if you don't want to leave your name, or hit us up on Facebook and Twitter. See you next week.
Love you. See you next Tuesday, 8 to 9. Baby Mama Talk.